This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. My brothers and sisters in Islam, during these final moments as we await for Ramadan to begin, we need to be aware and understand what is happening around us, what is happening in the universe of changes. When Ramadan begins, all the doors of the paradise are open. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلَمْ يُغْلَقْ مِنْهَا بَابٍ, not a single door is closed. All the doors of the paradise open. And all the doors of the heavens are open. And all the doors of the hellfire are closed. And all the devils, they are shackled and they are chained. Allahu Akbar. We need to understand and be aware of this change that happens in the universe. The universe is being prepared for a huge event, and that is Ramadan. We need to also be aware of our purpose. What do we want to achieve? You and I, what do we want to achieve during Ramadan as we live its days and its nights? And the main thing we want to achieve is Allah's mercy and His forgiveness, and to be freed from the hellfire. We want this Ramadan to be a witness for us on the Day of Judgment. We want this Ramadan to be a reason for why we enter the Paradise and for why we earn Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure. This is what we want this Ramadan. Be focused on your goal. Be focused on that which you want from Allah Azza wa Jal. And as Ramadan begins, have the attitude of a beggar. You're standing outside the doors of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the doors are all open. The doors of the paradise are open. Beg. Beg Allah Azza wa Jal for His mercy, for His forgiveness, and that He free you from the hellfire and clean you from your diseases and illnesses and sicknesses of the heart. Focus on that more than the diseases of the body, because if the heart is dead, there is no goodness in such a person. Have good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal as we enter Ramadan. Think good of Allah Azza wa Jal. Enter Ramadan with good thought. The way you think of Allah Azza wa Jal is exactly how Allah Azza wa Jal will treat you on the Day of Judgment. Naam, so this is my short message to you. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to witness Ramadan, to grant us the ability to worship Him during Ramadan, and to accept from us our deeds, and that He forgive our sins and free us from the fire. Wallahu a'lam.